It's Fibber, McGee, and Molly. NBC and Arid Cream Deodorant present Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. You've heard or read a lot by this time about the overcrowded and unsatisfactory conditions in many of our American schools. But what have you as a parent, a taxpayer, or both, done about it so far? Naturally, you want your child to have the best education possible. He deserves it. A halfway education is better than none, but not good enough. And halfway education is what many of our children are getting, in overcrowded schools with rundown buildings, a lack of essential supplies, and a serious shortage of good teachers. Thousands of teachers have quit the profession in the past few years because of overwork and poor pay. And the teachers' colleges unanimously report a drop in enrollment. We will have good teachers again and resume proper education of our children only when we improve the situation in our schools. It's time to do something. In your community, the Parent Teachers Association and other groups are working to solve this problem. Join them. Help give our American children the kind of education they ought to have.
I'll go see. Probably some door-to-door salesman working his way through the receiving hospital on account of because... Oh, hi, old-timer. Aren't you wrong end, too?
Hi, Johnny. What you mean?
Well, you usually bring the groceries to the back door.
Today's my day off, Johnny. I don't deliver groceries on my day off.
Oh?
Just go social calling. And for social calling, son, my set uses the front door.
Yeah? Well, come on in and set.
Can't do it today. Got no time to visit, Johnny. Just got time to tell you it's my day off, and I won't be here with the groceries today.
Oh, well, that's very...
It's all I ever have time to do on my day off. Go around telling my customers I'm not working today.
Yeah?
Sometimes I think it'd be easier just not taking the day off.
Who was it, dearie?
That's the old-timer.
This is his day off, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what he came over to tell us of all the silly routine. Oh, further. All right, I'm coming.
Tell you, Johnny, I'll be back at work tomorrow.
Okay, for Pete's sake, take your finger off of the bell.
I would, Johnny, only for one thing. I haven't got my finger on the bell. Must be stuck.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, doggone it. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
So long, Johnny.
McGee, answer the door.
I did. The door chime's stuck.
Then why are the door chimes ringing?
Because they're stuck. I better fix them.
They must be stuck. Better fix them.
What do you think I'm doing?
Whatever it is, stop it and fix the door chime.
Oh, for the...
That's better. What did you do?
I pulled off the dead-dreaded electric wire. Now I better climb up and look at that box. Push over that chair, Molly.
And have you crushed the Petty Point roses with those brogues of yours? I will not.
Oh, for the... Look. I slipped my feet out of my dainty number nines. Now, the chair, please.
There you are.
Thanks. Now, let me see how this box comes off. That's it. Well, what do you know?
What is it?
There's little hammers up here. Two of them. When the electric zizzes hits the whatchamadingus coil, the little hammer's supposed to smack the chime pipe. Now, let me see. If I switch the wires to this screw here...
You just put it in reverse.
Yeah. Oh, I see what it is. A lot of dust between the coils. Yeah, that ought to do it. Now I'll put the wire back.
Now you've spoiled it. Nothing's happening.
I guess I must have. Well, why'd you let me fool with... Hey, nothing's supposed to happen. That means I fixed it. Dad ratted, I spoke too soon. It still ain't...
Hey, anybody home? McGee, I can hear you in there.
Oh, it's Doc Gamble pressing the button. Come in, Docie.
Why, hello, Doctor.
Hello, Molly. And what are you doing up on the chair in your stocking feet, knick-knack? Posing for the figure of justice after yesterday's fish fry in Judge Beer's Talk's court?
I'm just fixing the door chime, Shinplaster. Say, what happened after we left court, anyhow?
I never saw such disorder in the courtroom in my life.
Yeah?
There was the judge thundering at you not to entice this innocent dog away from its master, and the big hound trying to follow you out the door with the owner, the bailiff, the court clerk, and Sergeant O'Hara all hanging on to him for dear life.
Oh, I'd like to have saw that.
Oh, what a day.
You certainly have a fatal attraction for that dog, dearie.
He probably thinks McGee's a pork chop. There is a certain resemblance.
Oh, yeah? If I had as much bacon wrapped around my middle as you've got sugar-cured, I wouldn't call other people pork chops.
Oh, come on, dog bait. Get to work. Haven't you got that simple repair job finished yet?
I thought I did, only you spoiled it, Croaker.
What do you mean by that, Crack?
Well, it was fine until you pressed it. Go ahead, press the button again. You'll see.
I certainly will. We'll soon find out what I did. You ready? Listen.
Yeah. There, you see what I mean? Dum dum da da dee da 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 da. Boy, what a sensitive door chime. Dr. Gamble presses it and it plays the funeral march.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Don't be half safe.
Now you can have dry, sweet underarms, even on hot, sticky days, with the super effective hot weather deodorant.
Yes, here is a vanishing cream deodorant that gives you a new kind of protection from perspiration and odor, rubbed-in protection.
You rub it in, rub perspiration out.
Doctor's tests prove that nothing else takes the place of Arid's rubbed-in protection.
Arid contains the new active ingredient Perstop, so it's an antiperspirant. Rubbed in daily, it prevents appearance of perspiration. Keeps underarms dry, saves clothes from perspiration stains, gives you 1.5 times the protection of any other leading deodorant.
It removes all odor from perspiration instantly on contact.
So soft and creamy, this pure white vanishing cream is safe for fabrics, does not rot dresses.
Remember, Arid with Perstop gives you rubbed-in protection.
Rub it in, rub perspiration out.
Used daily, it keeps underarms dry and odorless, soft, sweet, and moisture-free. Get Arid, 43 cents plus tax.
Don't be half safe.
Use Arid to be sure.
I don't suppose you've got those door chimes fixed yet, McGee, have you?
Stop accentuating the negative, Molly. I just rewired the whole dingus. And will you hear it? Go outside and buzz me, baby.
I'll believe it when I hear it. Here goes. Very good, dearie, very good. You just keep that up and you'll have Liberace so worried his hair will turn black again.
Must be something wrong with the communicator. Or the Reotort. Maybe the osculator.
I think it's the osculator.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just kiss the whole thing goodbye. Why don't you climb down from there before the altitude gives you a nosebleed?
No, ma'am. I'm not going to let a mere two-chime doorbell get me down, even off of this chair. Why don't you just toddle your little apron out to the kitchen and fix old Dad a sandwich?
It's a firm deal, Dad. I'll bring it to you. How about a minced ham?
No use mincing a whole ham just for me. I'll take it sliced. Let's look at this. There's many different ways to hook it up. I never did try this, Hickey.
Ah! Gee, mister, that was fun. Let's do it again.
Gosh, do what again, sis?
I'll press your front doorbell, and you make that zzz-yow noise.
Nothing doing.
Are you your new doorbell, are you,
No, I'm not. I'm just fixing the old one. Now go to the door and press the button when I say okay.
Sure. I love to ring doorbells. You say when.
When?
Oh, I like that. Can you come over and fix ours that way, too?
Something is stuck on this gadget.
I am, I betcha. I'm really stuck on it. Will you, Mr. McGee, will you come over to our house and fix our doorbell so it goes dee-dee, 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 dee-dee?
No, that was accidental, Teeny. I don't want to appear dispolite, sis, but I got to concentrate on straightening out this wiring.
Oh, all right. I'll go home then.
Sure, only not that way. Just go out through our kitchen and remind my good wife about a certain sliced ham sandwich she was going to prepare, huh?
I sure will. Bye.
So long. Ah, there goes a cute kid. Sharp as a tack, and whoops, mustn't screw my necktie into this hootenanny. Enough loose ends as it is. Ah, there. Guess I'll get that ham sandwich. Hey, Molly, how about that chow?
What is it, McGee?
The sandwich, you remember? 2 slices of rye with half a hog ham between?
But, McGee, Teeny came in and said you wanted her to have it.
What? I just wanted it hurried up.
Well, from the way she was chomping it when she left, it's been hurried up all right. Now I suppose you want me to go and fix you... Well, it's a little early, but I could swear that was Jingle Bells.
That was somebody at the door. I'll get it.
Hello, folks. I just stopped in to see if... What did that doorbell say?
It's broken, Mr. Wimple.
Yeah, I'm trying to fix it, but...
Would you mind if I rang it again, Mr. McGee?
No, go ahead.
Thank you. Here goes. A very Merry Christmas to you both. Goodbye.
Bye. Ah, he's sort of cute at that, McGee. Well, I'll get back to the kitchen, dearie. I've got work to do.
Okay. I'm going to try to fix them door chimes just once more. If this don't restore them to normalcy, with this wire here, and this doojigger in this position, and the loose end tucked in here. Now, I'm going to put on my shoes. I'm not going to fool around up there anymore. Now to try that push button. I'll soon see. Don't seem to work at all. Now, once more now. That rips it. I'm going to rip that whack-wacky gong box off of the wall. Yes, sir. That ratty thing. Throw it out on the trash pile. After all the work I put in on the dad ratty thing...
I'll have that other sandwich ready in a... McGee, what are you doing?
I'm throwing away this dad-ratted no-good set of so-called door chimes. Did you just hear the latest tin can nebulations it gave out with?
Why, no, dearie. What I...
You didn't. Boy, it was awful. I wouldn't have this thing in the house. Hey, how can that be? I got it right here and still it...
McGee, that's the new set of bells in the church down the block.
Oh, Shaw, I just can't win.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Hello there, I'm Jay Stewart, your MC on It Pays to Be Married on NBC every weekday afternoon. On It Pays to Be Married, I interview real-life people like yourselves who tell us the stories of the problems in their married lives and how they solve them. Once in a while, we interview show business couples from Hollywood. Just a few weeks ago, we had a wonderful visit with Phil Harris and Alice Faye, who told us the problems of both husband and wife being in show business. Just a while back, Danny Thomas told a wonderful story of how his wife stood behind him during the early struggles in show business. A couple from Amarillo, Texas, told how, through a misunderstanding, they separated and were almost divorced. Their 3-year-old daughter began losing her sight, and the need of the love of both parents at this critical time brought them together again. However, not all of our stories on It Pays to Be Married are serious. Some are humorous, some are wacky, and some are unusual. So join us each weekday afternoon on NBC, won't you, for laughs and tears and just plain good entertainment on It Pays to Be Married.
Is it fixed so it'll work, McGee?
That I can guarantee.
Well, I have my doubts, but I'll try it.
You go right ahead.
Listen.
There. What did I tell you?
Why, they sound just like new.
Tell you the truth, they are.
What?
I snuck to the hardware store and bought a new set. Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC and Arid Cream Deodorant have brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Wallace Wimple and Arthur Q. Bryan as Doc Gamble. If you think we've heard the last of Flash, the big dog that's in love with McGee, you better tune in again tomorrow, or you've got another listen coming. This is John Wall saying, see you then.
This is the NBC Radio Network.